morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Ruby Lee is the tough lady of OSU wheat varieties. She's another of the OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee is widely preferred by millers and offers exceptional grazability and a high yield potential. Ruby Lee offers a large kernel size, show wheat quality, and is fit for artisan baking. Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking ability into one variety. And she's the local check used for Wheat Quality Council testing. To learn more about Ruby Lee, log on to okgenetics.com.
Hey cattle producers, the week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, will be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV. Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Oklahoma State University recently announced the results of its different wheat variety trials from around Oklahoma have been fully collected, with the exception of two varieties due to weather-related complications. Although the results have been collected a bit later than normal, the data still provides tremendous perspective on the performance of these varieties this year. Oklahoma Wheat Commission Executive Director Mike Schulte sat down with us this week to discuss the results of this year's trials.
All the trial results are out now. We're running a little bit behind on getting all that information out just because harvest has been a month behind of what it generally is, getting everything complete. It is certainly an exciting time at Oklahoma State University in regards to the public wheat research program and looking at the results across the state. Overall, I think just looking at the information this year from the variety trials and just hearing the yield reports from across the state, certainly a lot of good things that are out there, certainly a lot of good things that are coming from our public wheat research program at Oklahoma State University. There were several areas where we topped the trials in many locations this year. And then in some of the locations, you know, we were had several in the top 10 or top 5 of the varieties. We might not have topped the trials, but we were maybe a few bushels off. Baker's Ann is one of those varieties also that did very well out in the panhandle regions of the state this year. Certainly going to be a breakout variety. We're excited. It topped 100 bushels per acre in the variety trial out at Goodwill. And on the report, I think it's important to note it states irrigated on that. They did water that trial to prepare the ground for planting, but there was no irrigation water put on that from the time of planting to harvest. And for that to make 100 bushels per acre in the panhandle on dry land is really kind of exciting. Now, we also have to realize that the environment was completely different out there this year than what we normally see in regards to moisture. But certainly, we're really excited about that variety doing so well in that region as well as in other parts of the northern region of the state, and also excited to have the support from the First Cowgirl at Oklahoma State University really getting behind our variety development program. She goes out there and looks at the varieties, and oftentimes will tour them in the morning when she's on campus. She wants to know what's going on. She's done some farm tours with us in the past, and this is how all this has come about. And I think it's really exciting to see her be an advocate for our program at Oklahoma State University. And I certainly think we're going to see more and hear more from her when it comes to marketing of that variety and specific varieties in the future. We're really excited about it.
You got farm news on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.